Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. What a joyful song that is. God's love for his people. But there's always the other side of the coin. And that's what the psalm is this morning, Psalm 109. It's an imprecatory psalm of David. And it's a cry of vengeance on the ruthless persecutors of the godly, especially David. And you actually find in the New Testament, You find part of this written about Judas. Verse 8 is written about Judas. But God's grace and God's love upon the godly, but there's vengeance that comes to the ungodly, and that's what this is about. So you can follow along in Psalm 109 on the overhead or in your Bibles. O God of my praise, do not be silent, for they have opened the wicked and deceitful mouth against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without cause. In return for my love, they acted as my accusers. But I am in prayer. Thus they have repaid me evil for good and hatred for my love. Appoint a wicked man over him and let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him come forth guilty, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few. Let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children wander about and beg, and let them seek sustenance far from their ruined homes. Let the creditor seize all that he has, and let strangers plunder the product of his labor. Let there be none to extend loving kindness to him, nor any to be gracious to his fatherless children. Let his prosperity be cut off, in a following generation, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his father be remembered before the Lord, and do not let the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off their memory from the earth, because he did not remember to show loving kindness, but persecuted the afflicted and needy man, and the despondent in heart, to put them to death. He also loved cursing, so that it came to him, and he did not delight in blessing, so that it was far from him. But he clothed himself with cursing as with a garment, and it entered into his body like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be to him as a garment with which he covers himself, and for a belt with which he constantly girds himself. Let this be the reward of my accusers from the Lord, and of those who speak evil against my soul. But you, O God, the Lord, deal kindly with me for your namesake, because your loving kindness is good. Deliver me, for I am afflicted and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am passing like a shadow when it lengthens. I am shaken off like the locusts. My knees are weak from fasting, and my flesh has grown lean without fatness. I also have become a reproach to them. When they see me, they wag their head. Let me, O Lord, my God, save me according to your loving kindness, and let them know that this is your hand. You, Lord, have done it. Let them curse, but you bless. When they arise, they shall be ashamed, but your servant shall be glad. Let my accusers be clothed with dishonor, and let them cover themselves with their own shame as with a robe. With my mouth I will give thanks abundantly to the Lord, and in the midst of many I will praise him, for he stands at the right hand of the needy to save him from those who judge his soul. Father, we thank you so much, Lord. I understand, Lord, with this psalm, it's difficult, Lord. You've told us as Christians, when somebody smites us on the right cheek, turn the left. Lord, when we are persecuted, when we're spoken against, Lord, rejoice. But Lord, I think in the Old Testament, Lord, as David just cries out, Lord, for justice and righteousness, Lord, our heart wants that as well. We want people to be saved. We don't want to retaliate. Lord, we leave the vengeance to you. But Lord, in the scripture, you will bring vengeance. Lord, and what a warning to the godless, to those that persecute the weak and the helpless. So Lord, I pray that we take it to heart. Lord, I thank you that your goodness and your kindness, your love draws to repentance. And that's what we're all about, Lord. But we realize there is judgment in the end. And so, Lord, preserve our lives. Lord, let us be all that you want us to be, Lord, in our witness for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Praise the King, He is risen. celebrate you this morning. We thank you for your death and resurrection. Lord, we thank you that you've given us a reason to celebrate, a reason to hope. Lord, and we lift back our praise to you in response this morning.
Just yes.
morning. Thank you for calling us your chosen children, your chosen people. Lord, we accept that and receive that this morning. Lord, we're so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's all stand together.